An Australian family is pushing for a controversial new stroke treatment to be available down under, saying the results are life-changing. After suffering a brain injury as a child, Joel Shepherd was unable to communicate or walk and had constant seizures. But since receiving the therapy in America, his condition has improved dramatically. Ellie Bradfield has the story.
In many ways, Joel Shepherd is like any other 28-year-old man.
He likes pretty girls. He loves the football. He's a mad keen Broncos fan.
Broncos.
Why do you like the Broncos?
David.
Joel's mum, Coralie Graham, says he has spent most of his life relying on other people.
He could walk only if somebody held him up. His speech was very, very poor. His swallowing was really poor. He had frequent chest infections. His continence was very poor. His concentration was poor. His memory was poor.
She says there weren't many options for Joel.
We were kind of told, this is your lot in life, here's your human, go home and deal with it. For 23 years, we had basically no hope.
But 2 years ago, she saw a TV program on a new treatment for stroke called perispinal etanercept. Etanercept is a drug commonly used to treat arthritis, but an American doctor, Edward Tobinick, says he has developed a new use for the drug. The perispinal method involves injecting the drug into the spine to enter the vascular system.
This is a completely different application. We're using it for neurological inflammation, something it was not originally designed for.
The use of the drug for something other than its original purpose is called off-label use.
All off-label uses begin as something that would be controversial.
The Australian Medical Association has warned there are clinical, safety, ethical, legal and financial risks related to using off-label drugs. But Coralie Graham says as a nurse, she was confident in the treatment and 93 days after hearing about it had mortgaged her house to pay for the trip to America. Nearly 2 years since the treatment, she says she wouldn't have it any other way.
He's now able to walk unassisted. He chases me sometimes in the park, which he enjoys. His cough reflex is back and he's able to swallow. His concentration has improved markedly. His memory has improved.
Dr. Tobinick says Joel's story is one he could never forget.
I remember my initial emotional reaction when I saw Joel improve within minutes, able to tie his shoelaces for the first time and then start to walk unassisted. It was extremely moving, and I remember crying in the room because I was so moved by his treatment response.
Joel says it's the simple things that make the most difference to his life.
Walk well, talk better, to go to the toilet.
Now Coralie Graham is leading a push for the treatment to be available to Australians. The delivery method remains untested in Australia. Griffith University has a clinical trial approved, but it's unfunded. The group has raised nearly $90,000 of the $250,000 needed and is confident the trial will go ahead. Coralie Graham says with Joel's help, she'll keep fighting until other families have the same access.
Ellie Bradfield with that report.